All right, so baseball is a circus. What a segue. Because 20% of the league can't play tonight because of COVID, and the epicenter of it is the Miami Marlins. The Miami Marlins are the team version of Rudy Gobert, basically. Like, they might single-handedly shut down the whole season because it sounds like they were on the road. I think it was in Atlanta to start the year. They're in the lobby bar. They're hitting patios. And, you know,
enjoying themselves.
Yeah. The commissioner called the head of the PA today and said, listen, we got to figure this out. So let's talk to a former member of that union, I guess lifelong member of the union, longtime MLBer, Trevor Plouffe joins us. How you doing, Trevor?
What's up, guys? How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. So when you hear the report that Rob Manfred's called up Tony Clark and said, hey, if we don't figure this out, man, we're going to have to shut the season down. I can't imagine that would surprise you. But where's your confidence level at right now that baseball is going to figure this out?
That's a really tough question, you know. I think that most guys, I mean, 95% of the guys in the league are taking this very seriously. We're hearing some rumblings about the Marlins, about being out in Atlanta. There's other talk about flight attendants on their flight to Atlanta. So there's a lot of things going on. But, you know, my biggest thing is, as we were fighting to get the season underway, we're fighting mostly about money. We had all that time to get the health protocol in tip-top shape, and I don't think we did that. There's just not enough guidelines, not enough strict guidelines going on. And I think that's the biggest problem that I have with it. When you see guys in the dugout not wearing their masks, celebrating, doing everything like it's normal, I just think if I was on a team still, I would just tell guys, look, if we want to get paid, get your money, get the season in, have a chance to win a World Series, we have to start taking this a lot more seriously. And I think this little scare might be the wake-up call that everybody needed.
Yeah, I think that might be the silver lining, is that they're this close to the cliff. And if they're not going to go off it, at least it can be a warning to everyone else. Like, listen, we were this close. And that's what it sounds like was a big part of the conversation between the commissioner and the head of the PA. Like, the players, we all have to take this seriously. I would say the umpires as well. I was watching the Jay game the other night. Joe West is walking around. He's got a neck warmer on. Like, the mask was never close to his nose or his mouth. He's just cruising around. You know, he's not wearing his mask. He's right in the face of Montoyo. You know, I think everyone needs to snap out of it and realize just because you're playing the game, it's not the same. Like, we got to be careful here. And, you know, how you express that, you could tell me better than I would know. I mean, is that on the manager? Is it on the players? Is it on kind of a captain-type leadership role to step into the clubhouse and say, boys, we're going from the hotel to the park, and that's it. I don't want to hear about any other funny business. And would guys respond to that?
It starts from the top. I mean, this is a Rob Manfred-run league. He needs to come out and enforce those guidelines. You know, he got all over Joe Kelly because he made a boo-boo lip to Carlos Correa, and he was mad that guys were out on the field in a little tussle. Well, that's going on throughout all of the game. Maybe not in that sort of anger, but, like, it's happening. So it starts from the top. Rob has to impose some rules and got to get started with that ASAP. But I really believe it's just kind of a microcosm of what's going on in the States. You guys have handled it much better up there in Canada, but here in the States, you see it all the time. There are a lot of people taking it seriously and a lot of people who aren't taking it seriously. And wherever you lie on that spectrum, I don't care. The baseball players, if you want to get the season done, you have to be careful. And that goes, like I said, from the top all the way down. And that's a lot easier said than done, just because the amount of people it takes to run a baseball team, to run a league, especially when you're not operating in a bubble. This whole thing is troublesome. It's going to take a lot of effort to get the guys on board to finish the season. That's my opinion.
Yeah, it seems that way for sure with longtime MLBer Trevor Plouffe. You mentioned Joe Kelly in that situation. Houston, they had to be expecting it. I didn't like that he threw at both guys' head, you know, 95 miles an hour at someone's head. This guy could pinpoint a kneecap if he wanted to, a hip, middle of the back. You know, he went headhunting twice. And I think he deserved to be suspended. 8 games, that's a lot. But still, I had no issue with him being suspended because I think the league has still got to protect every player. But where would you be at if you were in that Houston clubhouse? Do you think by any chance it's over, or would you still be bracing for more kind of retribution in the future?
Honestly, I have no idea. And I will counter you there. I don't believe Joe went with intent at Correa at all. They were all breaking balls. And even with Bregman, if you watch the whole game and watched his inning, he had no idea where the ball was going. Now, when he got to 3-0 and he let one rip and it was behind Bregman, that seemed like there was a little intent behind it. But It wouldn't surprise me if that one also got away. If you just watch the entire inning, he had absolutely no idea where the ball was going, especially with his fastball. That's why when Correa came up, it was every single pitch was an off-speed pitch. So if I'm the Astros, like, you know it's coming. You didn't get in trouble whatsoever. Not one person on that team got suspended, got in any sort of trouble. They got immunity for telling what happened. So when that happens and the league doesn't police the players will police the players. So I think there probably will be more of that coming. I don't love the headhunting. I don't love hitting guys, but that's just kind of the way the game is played. So I think that they know that that's happening this season without fans, with this, the rules about not being able to engage with the other team has played out in the Astros' favor immensely. So I'm okay with a little bit of back and forth because I do believe they deserve it.
Yo, I think they deserve some sort of retribution as well. I if they get hit in the back, you know, every single game, so be it. And I think there's a lot of teams out there that would expect, you know, to get a piece of flesh, so to speak. And I'm not at all surprised the first team to get it was the LA Dodgers, who they beat in the 17 World Series. It's just a matter of, you know, where you draw the line, basically. Like, at some point, it does go a little bit too far. What do you make of these extra inning rules? We've talked about it a lot in Toronto because the Jays have been on the wrong side of it twice. They got into the 10th against Tampa and against the Nats, and they couldn't close the door because all hell broke loose. Now, partially because of the pitcher that was on the mound for both occasions, couldn't find the strike zone and got lit up. But starting a man on second to kick off the 10th inning, how do you feel about that rule, and do you like the chaos that it's created?
I don't. at the professional level, the major league level, you know, you want to finish the game the right way. And I think, I don't have the statistics right in front of me, but I did see them at one point. I think most games that enter extra innings are done by the 10th or 11th. I think it's like 70% of games, or it might even be higher than that, end in the 10th or 11th inning on regular ruled extra inning games. So if I was to have a say in this, which I don't, I would play the 10th and the 11th normal and then start that 12th inning with what we have now. Because this does work. It does shorten the game. There's no doubt about it. It doesn't allow the game to go very far statistically. So it works, but I think we should delay it a couple innings. Let's play some real baseball for a couple innings, and then if need be, we'll bring out this rule. And that's kind of been my stance on it. And if they are looking to implement this in the future, which I'm sure they are, I think that's probably the route they will take. Is let's play two innings of regular baseball, and then we'll do this kind of like you referred to it, a circus act.
Yeah, no, and I could actually, that makes a lot of sense. You know, like I know in the NHL they play overtime, then they go to a shootout. They don't go immediately to a shootout. It's like, let's try to see if someone can score and finish the game the way it's supposed to be. And I think I'd be on board with what you just said. Give us a couple of innings. Because the intensity is there anyway. Like, if you're a fan and you've been watching nine innings, you're not going to turn it off in the 10th. You're still going to be on the edge of your seat. Now, if it goes 17, 18, 19, that's a different story. You know, life pops up for the average fan. It's like, I can't sit here for 6 hours. But if you activate it in the 12th, I think you're right. I think that makes a lot of sense. Maybe you get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, and there's a lot of other things you can do, too. I mean, you don't have to do the standard runner on second to start the inning. I mean, there's been a ton of proposals, and there's a way to get creative with it and to get fans into it. I think one of the things that baseball doesn't have that almost every other sport has is in crunch time, the best player is not necessarily going to have the ball. You know, in basketball, the Lakers are playing right now. Right. LeBron's going to have the ball at the end of the game. Tom Brady's going to lead the Patriots.
Get it right, Tampa.
man, that's weird saying that. But you get my gist. The quarterback's going to have the ball in a two-minute drill. And in baseball, it's not that way. It's luck of the draw who's coming up. So there are ways that you could do that. Maybe you are able to pick where you start in the lineup in that 12th inning. Again, that's down the road, but it's a way for baseball to get creative.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I do not believe that this rule is just going to go untouched and be a part of the game for the next 100 years. They're going to make adjustments. But I think that's a smart thing. You know, these other leagues have done that. They've been willing to throw out their own history or adjust their history, where I think baseball, more so than any other sport, has been so attached to their history and yeah. almost afraid to change the game. And I think you can conflate the two. You can come together and keep the traditions that are most important, but you can also make adjustments based on society in 2020. It's a very different world today compared to what it was 100 years ago.
We need you to come run for office down in hey, that sounds great.
Yeah, I don't think I'm on board, but you know, maybe at some point we'll see. Well, listen, Trevor, really appreciate you doing this, man. We'll do it again down the road. Stay safe down there. Thank you for this.
I appreciate you guys for having me on. Thank you.
You got it. Trevor Plouffe, former MLB-er and leading my campaign.
There you go.
In the States, step aside. Sleepy Joe Biden. I'm in.
He's a good guest. He's very insightful. I mean, yeah, that's a thing. You know, it's I hope baseball makes it. I know, like, where is Manfred as far as when it comes to the commissioners? Like, does he have zero respect?
I have to believe he's at the bottom of the barrel. Yes, because he... I don't know if he or Silver got on the job first. The longest standing one is Bettman by a lot.
Right.
And then it would be Goodell. Goodell's probably been in office for 10 years now or close to it. And I don't know if it was Silver or Manfred that I think Silver got in there just before Manfred did. But I could be wrong on that. But Silver gets so much respect. And quite frankly, I think he gets too much. You know, sometimes it just gets outrageous how much love Adam Silver gets. He's the greatest. He's the perfect commissioner. And a lot of it is just completely bogus.